जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी
And now chapter 2, The Dynasties of the Sons of Manu. Shukdev Goswami said, Thereafter, when his son Sudyumna had thus gone to the forest to accept the order of Vanaprastha, Vaivaspata Manu, or Shraddhadeva, being desirous of getting more sons, performed severe austerities on the bank of the Yamuna for 100 years. Then, because of this desire for sons, the Manu known as Shraddhadeva worshipped the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the demigods. Thus he got 10 sons exactly like himself. Among them all, Ikshvaku was the eldest. Among these sons, Prashadra, following the order of his spiritual master, was engaged as a protector of cows. He would stand all night with a sword to give the cows protection. Once at night, while it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cowshed. Upon seeing the tiger, all the cows, who were lying down, got up in fear and scattered here and there on the land. When the very strong tiger seized the cow screamed in distress and fear, and Prashadra, hearing the screaming, immediately followed the sound. He took up his sword, but because the stars were covered by clouds, he mistook the cow for the tiger and mistakenly cut off the cow's head with great force. Because the tiger's ear had been cut by the edge of the sword, the tiger was very afraid, and it fled from that place while bleeding on the street. In the morning, when Prashadra, who was quite able to subdue his enemy, saw that he had killed the cow, although at night he thought he had killed the tiger, he was very unhappy. Although Prashadra had committed the sin unknowingly, his family priest, Vasishta, cursed him, saying, In your next life, you shall not be able to become a Kshatriya. Instead, you shall take birth as a Shudra because of killing the cow. When the hero Prashadra was thus cursed by his spiritual master, he accepted the curse with folded hands. Then, having controlled his senses, he took the vow of Brahmacharya, which is approved by all great sages. Thereafter, Prashadra gained relief from all responsibilities, became peaceful in mind, and established control over all his senses. Being unaffected by material conditions, being pleased with whatever was available by the grace of the Lord to maintain body and soul together, and being equal toward everyone, he gave full attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who is the transcendental Supersoul, free from material contamination. Thus Prashadra, fully satisfied in pure knowledge, always keeping his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, achieved pure devotional service to the Lord, and began traveling all over the world, without affection for material activities, as if he were deaf, dumb, and blind. With this attitude, Prashadra became a great saint, and when he entered the forest and saw a blazing forest fire, he took this opportunity to burn his body in the fire. Thus he achieved the transcendental, spiritual world. Being reluctant to accept material enjoyment, Manu's youngest son, whose name was Kavi, gave up the kingdom before attaining full youth. Accompanied by his friends, he went to the forest, always thinking of the self-effulgent, Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Thus he attained perfection. From Kurusha, another son of Manu, came the Karusha dynasty, a family of Kshatriyas. The Karusha Kshatriyas were the kings of the northern direction. They were celebrated protectors of Brahminical culture and were all firmly religious. From the son of Manu, named Drishta, came a Kshatriya caste called Darshta, whose members achieved the position of Brahmins in this world. Then from the son of Manu, named Nriga, came Sumati. From Sumati came Bhutajyoti, and from Bhutajyoti came Vasu. The son of Vasu was Pratika, whose son was Ogavan. Ogavan's son was also known as Ogavan, and his daughter was Ogavati. Sudarshan married that daughter. From Narishyanta came a son named Chitrasena, and from him a son named Riksha. From Riksha came Midavan, from Midavan came Purna, and from Purna came Indrasena. From Indrasena came Vitihotra, from Vitihotra came Satyashrava, from Satyashrava came the son named Urushrava, and from Urushrava came Devadatta. From Devadatta came a son known as Agnivesya, who was the fire god Agni himself. This son, who was a celebrated saint, was well known as Kanina and Jatukarnya. O king, from Agnivesya came a Brahminical dynasty known as Agnivesyayana. Now that I have described the descendants of Narishyanta, let me describe the descendants of Dishta. Please hear from me. Dishta had a son by the name Nabaga. This Nabaga, who was different from the Nabaga described later, became a Vaishya by occupational duty. The son of Nabaga was known as Balandana. The son of Balandana was Vatsapriti, and his son was Pramshu. Pramshu's son was Pramati. Pramati's son was Kanitra. Kanitra's son was Chakshusha, and his son was Vivamshati. The son of Vivamshati was Rumba, whose son was the great and religious king Kaninetra. O king, the son of Kaninetra was King Karandama. From Karandama came a son named Avikshit, and from Avikshit a son named Maruta, who was the emperor. The great mystic Samvarta, the son of Angira, engaged Maruta in performing a sacrifice. The sacrificial paraphernalia of King Maruta was extremely beautiful, for everything was made of gold. Indeed, no other sacrifice could compare to his. In that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of soma ras. The Brahmins received ample contributions, and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, the various demigods who control the winds offered foodstuffs, and the Vishvadevas were members of the assembly. Maruta's son was Dama. Dama's son was Rajavardhana. Rajavardhana's son was Sudriti, and his son was Nara. The son of Nara was Kevala, and his son was Danduman, whose son was Vegavan. Vegavan's son was Buddha, and Buddha's son was Trinabindu, who became the king of this earth. The best of the Apsaras, the highly qualified girl named Alambusha, accepted the similarly qualified Trinabindu as her husband. She gave birth to a few sons and a daughter known as Ilavila. After the great saint Vishrava, the master of mystic yoga, received absolute knowledge from his father, he begot in the womb of Ilavila the greatly celebrated son known as Kuvera, the giver of money. Trinabindu had three sons named Vishala, Shunyabandhu, and Dumraketu. Among these three, Vishala created a dynasty and constructed a palace called Vaishali. The son of Vishala was known as Hemachandra. His son was Dumraksha, and his son was Samyama, whose sons were Devaja and Krishashva. The son of Krishashva was Somadatta, who performed Ashvamedha sacrifices and thus satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. By worshipping the Supreme Lord, he achieved the most exalted post, a residence on the planet to which great mystic yogis are elevated. The son of Somadatta was Sumati, whose son was Janamejaya. All these kings appearing in the dynasty of Vishala properly maintained the celebrated position of King Trinabindu. Thus ends the second chapter of the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasties of the Sons of Manu.